Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Golden Mountain by Irene Kai. To David, my greatest love. To Lynn and Casey, my pillars of strength. Great-grandmother, 1877 to 1949, Doisan Province, China, 1950 to 1965, Hong Kong.
I am sorry. It's another girl,
the midwife said softly as she wrapped the newborn in a clean cloth. The mother turned her face to the wall. She bit hard on her lower lip to hold back her tears. The dancing shadow of her silhouette on the wall was cast from a single oil lamp on the table. The tiny flame struggled to stay lit as a cold wind blew in through the crevices of the worn windows. She shivered and pulled her tattered cotton jacket closer and stared at her feet.
If only they were bound, I would be able to keep you,
Wang Oi thought.
I would not have to worry about feeding you for 16 years, and I would have a good dowry for you. You have come to this house at the wrong time. Please summon my husband,
she whispered, as the midwife put the baby in a basket at the far end of the room, not daring to place the baby near her mother. The midwife ran from the room without making a sound. Xing Tai came into the room.